Hi, everybody. Welcome to CNN Student News. It's April 1st, and Carl's off today. No fooling. I'm Natisha Lance. We're going to start things off with a country that's been in the news a lot recently, North Korea. The North says it's in a state of war with South Korea, and there's no actual fighting going on. North Korea is also threatening to attack the United States. The U.S. says it takes the threat seriously, but American and South Korean officials say this kind of thing isn't new for North Korea. This weekend, the atmosphere on the Korean Peninsula was very different, depending on where you live.
The dogs of war howled from North Korean's television screen Saturday as martial music and mass rallies were the only choice if you were lucky enough to own a TV. A few times, the broadcast switched street side to sample what was on the minds of Pyongyang's patriots. We can't take it anymore, said this man. We cannot step back. It's now time to show the jerks a real taste. I'm holding my two fists hard. Kim Jong-un says if the war breaks out, we should mercilessly crush our enemies, this woman said. Crush them so they wouldn't even be able to sign the surrender papers. In fierce tones, TV anchors repeated warnings the country's forces were on the highest alert. The video onslaught takes viewers around the globe, smashing America with its fist, hammering home the message that from Kim Jong-un on down, this is a country where everyone yearns to be armed and dangerous. Meantime, here in the South Korean capital, it is a completely different scene. People can see their past, their history. They're looking to a brighter future, one that does not include war.
I don't think there will be a war. Currently, North Korea just raised up their military alertness. South Korean people are not even interested.
If they wanted to attack, they would have attacked already. North Korea is just threatening.
The colorful changing of the guard ceremony at the gates of Seoul's Deoksegung Palace drew its share of tourists as well, undaunted by the dire media forecasts. On one peninsula this Sunday, two entirely different views of what lies ahead. Across the north, images of a nation on the desperate brink of war. In the south, a people preparing to go to work Monday morning. Jim Clancy, CNN Seoul.
Coming back over to the U.S. now, 35 teachers and school administrators have been charged with crimes connected to a massive school cheating scandal here in Atlanta, Georgia. The teachers and administrators are accused of cheating on standardized tests. They allegedly gave students the right answers or even changed answers on the students' exams. The investigation started because some of the test results were suspicious. Based on statistics, the school scores improved too much. Now, why would teachers and school officials want to cheat? Well, one possibility is money. Better test scores could equal better performance reviews and bonuses for some officials. And some teachers claim that they were threatened if they didn't cheat.
Testing and results and targets being reached became more important than actual learning on the part of children.
Some students actually helped expose the alleged cheating. One told investigators that when she was in the fifth grade, her teacher offered her the answers for a standardized test. The student says she tried to say no, that she wanted to take the test on her own. Her mother and the state investigators say the students are the victims of this scandal.
I have a 15-year-old now who is behind in achieving her goal of becoming what she wants to be when she graduates.
The district's former superintendent was one of the 35 people charged last Friday. She denies any involvement in cheating, and the new superintendent says 95% of the district's employees weren't involved in the scandal. Now, we want to give you guys a chance to talk about this on our blog. What do you think the impact of this story will be for students, for teachers, for the community? Share your thoughts. CNNStudentNews.com.